to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Britt Garland, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. If you want to read along, today we will be reading Matthew 4, 12 through 23. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Thank you. Let's begin by praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today, I will be reading Matthew 4, 12 through 23. John had been put in prison. When Jesus heard about this, he returned to Galilee. Jesus left Nazareth and went to live in the city of Capernaum. It was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali. In that way, what the prophet Isaiah had said came true. He had said, "Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, Galilee, where Gentiles live, land among the Mediterranean Sea, territory east of the Jordan River. The people who are now living in darkness have seen a great light. They are now living in a very dark land, but a light has shined upon them." From that time on, Jesus began to preach. "Turn away from your sins," he said. "The kingdom of heaven has come near." One day, Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee. There he saw two brothers, Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. They were throwing a net into the lake because they were fishermen. "Come and follow me," Jesus said. "I'll send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers. They were James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee. As they were preparing their nets, Jesus called out to them. Right away, they left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. Jesus went all over Galilee. There he taught in the synagogues. He preached the good news of God's kingdom. He healed every illness and sickness the people had. I wonder what it was like for Jesus to hear about John being put in prison. I wonder if he was worried for him or if he was scared for what was going to happen with John. As we wrap our time together each day, we want to say a liturgy together. If you don't know the words yet, don't worry. I know eventually you'll get it down. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short. We have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now. And remain with you always. Amen.